This is Paint Your Breakthrough with your host, Elena Zelenina. Paint Your Breakthrough.
So today I wanted to speak about the situation, the same with the arts, but in different states. Personally, as a parent, I experience right now what's going on in the arts here in New Jersey. And I talked about it in the previous podcasts, that arts are all bunched together. And if you, for example, do take an art class, you cannot be in the music program. And if you are in the music program, you cannot be in the art program. To say the least about this method is it would make the same sense as taking math and language or sciences and say that they are all sciences. So if you take math, you cannot really take any language program. And if you take physics, you definitely cannot study chemistry. So anyway, I was curious if how the things are in different states, because I do know only about New Jersey. So this is what I found just on a simple Google search and on the internet. So first I looked at New York. Here schools are choosing to cut arts program over other programs when they are faced with the overall budget cuts. And of course, the reason for that is lack of education on the brain development and importance for the arts, and overstressing the standardized tests. So 77% of public schools report that funding for art is insufficient. It is at the same time that they are cut. It's not insufficient to begin with. Now, 42% of public schools report that funding has been reduced for the past 3 years. Washington State is really interesting. Despite state law, the arts do not receive adequate classroom time or funding. In fact, 3/4 of Washington State elementary school students receive only 2 hours or less of art education each week. And again, as I said, it's despite state law. Another fact, the provisions of arts education has sharply declined over the last 30 years as a result of continued cuts in schools and misplaced priorities, they call it. So, who is affected the most? Low-income minority children. And it's probably because they cannot actually take, cannot afford to take their kids to any art schools that are outside of the public schools. So again, for Washington, 1/3 of elementary students get less than 1 hour of arts instruction per week. And 1 out of every 10 schools offer no formal arts instruction at all. And we talked in the previous podcast that even the education, the art education that is available at school is often lacking the quality. But even with this lacking of quality, sometimes it just doesn't happen at all. Now let's look at Connecticut. It shows that in Connecticut, overall education budget cuts have affected arts programs at a higher percentage than other states. My favorite one is Texas, because in elementary and middle schools, departments are allowing students to take extra math and science classes and getting credit for art classes. It's amazing, isn't it? An elementary school art education budget cuts are up to 50% in some cases. Even so-called art magnet schools are seeing budget cuts at this time. And California. California is art is going to only those who can afford it. Because public schools have been suffering huge education cuts overall, and the art programs are the ones that got hurt the most. So when you look or read through all these findings on the internet, it's amazing that, first of all, of course, the story across the board is the same. The attitude when the all arts are bunched together is the same. And that thing that art is an extracurricular activity and it's not really important is across the board the same. And I think that we can change that. I think we must change that. So funding for the arts and art education is being cut all across the United States. And it is a huge mistake, and I have said it many times. And art is not an extracurricular activity. Yet is the way most people think about it. Instead, I believe that art, if taught correctly, is a core skill that will help us approach all other subjects. Valuing art means valuing innovation, creative problem solving, and the search for every person's unique mode of expression. And our children are not the only ones being impaired by these decisions. All of us lose when we let art fall behind. We lose because all things can and should be appreciated as an art, from accounting to sculpture. At the core of this failure to value art is a mentality that wants to create robots, abiding citizens who can score well on standardized tests and fit into a broken economic system. Broken is a key word here. I feel this mentality is spreading, and I really wish we can stop it. I've been a teacher for more than 30 years, and I have founded Birukov Academy about 10 years ago. I have met amazing teachers, amazing students, amazing parents who value art. And I hope that with the help of all of them and my friends and whoever is listening, we can make our voices heard by people who are making decisions for this country's future. Because I think that's the decision they are making. Creativity and innovation is here. It has always been here. It lies within the freedom principles. And trying to create little or big, forget that, trying to create robots who can only follow step-by-step instruction will not take the country out of the recession, will not fix the broken economic system. You have to look at the big picture. And that's it for today. Thanks for listening.
That was Paint Your Breakthrough with Elena Zelenina. Find us online at paintyourbreakthrough.com.